Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Baddies, it is Tuesday. We are back with a full, fun episode.
I'm very excited for today, actually.
It actually is a fun episode because we are talking about...
Oh, right on time. Start recording.
Is that your alarm?
I just turned them all off. Oh my God. I'm so scheduled, you guys. That like, I have an alarm. It's like, make sure kids are walking to bus. Make sure you're on the way to recording. Start recording. Da-da-da. Yeah, sorry.
What is that? The alarm to?
That's to my life. That's literally the theme song to my life. Everything. Look at how many alarms I have set, you guys. Look, all of them, and I just turn them off all day. Every hour, my thing goes off. Like, I'm not even joking. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Don't judge me.
Oh my God. What am I gonna do with you?
I got a lot going on in my head. I gotta stay on target.
Cheers.
Jess now makes Starbucks green tea, unsweetened iced tea. With frozen strawberries. She's like a fucking barista. Who knew?
So, fun fact, I was spending so much money at Starbucks. Oh, unlike, listen, if I was drinking like a fancy drink I couldn't make at home, yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
But it's green fucking tea.
I know. It's yeah. I would never spend that money at Starbucks on green tea. Spend a ridiculous amount of money.
And I don't even like it.
No, it's not. It's like toilet water.
It's not good? I don't like green tea. I drink it because, like, in my head, it's healthy, but it gives me, like, energy.
It's got a little bit of caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's good.
So I brew this now on my own. I put some frozen strawberries
inside.
She's
a brewer.
Yeah. Tracy likes it.
I love it. I thought this was, like, the greatest green tea iced tea that I've had in a long time because most of it tastes like toilet bowl water.
Thank you.
Like, filtered toilet bowl water.
Yeah, so.
If I'm being honest. And this has a kick to it. You could taste, like, it's real brewed.
Fun fact, we're drinking green tea to be healthy, but we also ordered croissants.
Souffle. All the carbs from Panera, which also has 72 different breakfast items, I just learned. It's interesting.
Alan, we really miss you because eating with you was always a fun
treasure. We're trying. Guys, tell us what we have to do to get Alan to move back up here, live with us, so we could baby him and take care of him.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take that. Eating with you was fun. Like, what?
Yeah, like when you would come and I'd show up and Jess is like at the house and I'd be like, oh, we're eating with Alan today. Like, it's so much different.
Yeah, like remember he used to always buy us pizzas in Jersey City.
Alan oh, I loved
food. Alan's paying.
Mm-hmm. No, Alan introduced me to veggie pizza. Like, what would you put on it? Green peppers, olives, and mushrooms. That shit was so fucking bomb from your house.
Good.
Now I don't get it anymore.
Yeah, it's a fucking scam.
Yeah, this fucking Southern life ain't for me.
So today's episode, we are hitting you with the facts because that's what we do.
Fun facts.
We're gonna hear some fun facts today, just like random shit that you didn't know and that you probably never needed to know. It's the Snapple episode.
The Snapple episode. Yeah. Nobody needs to fucking know Snapple facts, but at the end of the day, when you're like, fuck, I know that and I know it from a Snapple fact. Yeah. It comes in handy.
Yeah. You're going to be like, fuck, I know that. Where did I hear that? Oh, bad examples. And they're going to be like, what's the show about? And they're going to be like, oh, it's an advice show.
It's the fucktart of.
And then they're going to be like, well, why'd they tell you that it is impossible for most people to lick their own elbow?
Okay. I think I can do this because my tongue is, I'll fun fact you this tongue right now. I'm going to show you how long my tongue is. It's disturbing. It's very giving Gene Simmons.
I don't want to look.
No. But I can't lick my elbow right now because I just got my boobs on and I can't.
Oh, you can't reach.
I can't reach anything. Like, I can't. But ready? I'm going to show you from the side. Ready?
calm down there, Gene Simmons. Jesus Christ.
I told you it's giving Gene Simmons. I have the world's longest tongue. It goes past my chin, like, and curls up.
Can you lick your own elbow, Alan?
I cannot.
How do you know? Can you try right now?
No.
Please. Yes.
Come on.
I'll try to do mine. I'm not even close.
I feel like, okay, so like for sure can reach. Because look, this is immobile. Can't lift my arms past this. And I'm so close and my tongue is like this long anyway. So I for sure can reach. But I'm maybe one of the few. But also I've never heard a bad complaint about my tongue. So everyone calm down.
We'll have to update that. In the future when we find out that you are one of the few people on this planet that can lick their own.
I think
elbow.
Andy Cohen has like the world's longest tongue also. Yeah, I think I saw that on one of his Watch What Happened Live episodes, and I was like, wait, his tongue's like my tongue.
Fun fact, the inventor of the Pringles can is now buried in one.
I don't get it.
I guess this motherfucker died.
Yeah, how does he fit in? Oh, his ashes? Oh, I didn't get it. I truly didn't get it. I was like, how do you fucking fit your body in a Pringles can? I get it now. Yo, that's fucking disturbing. I'm never going to reach into one of those cans again and not feel weird.
Like, is it super vain to be like,
I invented this
Pringles.
Shit. I'm going to die in this shit and live in here forever. It's giving like me, myself, and I.
I just want to know the conversation that like Mr. Pringle had with, you know, his loved ones. And were they like, oh, of course, like we didn't expect anything less. Or were they like, that's
seems legit
up.
To me.
Buried in sure. a Pringles can.
So like, do they have it on display on their mantle?
And how do you know what's him and what's the Pringles?
No, like, yeah, I can't go in the cabinet. It's got to go somewhere. It's got to be displayed.
Oh, no,
it
that
seems
one.
Risky,
dead.
Guys. It seems risky.
It's risky. It's fucking crazy to me. Fun fact. Cotton candy. Who do you think invented cotton candy? Let's talk about conspiracies here.
I couldn't even begin to guess. Go ahead,
Alan. Knows.
You know?
No, I said Mr. Candy. I was joking.
Oh, like John Candy? I'm going with John Candy just for the...
Fun fact. Cotton candy, maybe the worst thing for your teeth ever.
A dentist.
It's created by a dentist.
Fuck these people. You know what? I think that people, that dentists and doctors give you bad things just so you can have more appointments
with
them.
Yeah, this is good. This is why conspiracy theorists exist, because they're like, wait a second.
Hold on.
Aren't dentists supposed to care about our teeth?
Yeah. Hmm. Wow.
Pretty interesting. You know what else is interesting? How much do you think a cloud weighs? Because those shit looks fucking fluffy and light to me.
It's full of precipitation, Jess. It's probably fucking as much as a fucking jet. I don't know. It's full of fucking...
I never, since I've known you, heard you say precipitation. So...
It's a rain cloud. Isn't that what a cloud is? It holds all the water and the vapor and shit.
Alan, do you have any idea?
50 pounds.
It's going to be something in kilograms or something that I don't know the form of.
A cloud can weigh more than 1,000,000 pounds.
This is why I don't understand how things stay up. This is what I don't get.
This is what I'm saying.
I don't get it.
That's not a crazy fact? That they're heavy in the sky?
I don't get it. But Alan, insert me trying to calculate like calculus problems in this very moment. Like, because I don't. That's how I feel trying to understand that something that weighs 1,000,000 pounds can stay in the air.
I think Jess has the perfect sound for this.
No. Guys, please don't. Please don't do it.
I do have the perfect sound for this. Hold on.
I'm never going to recover from this.
So are you saying that every time Tracy is shocked by a fun fact? Yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm taking my Panera and leaving.
Okay. Fun fact. A fortune cookie company once foretold the lottery, resulting in 110 winners. Which is also hilarious to me because
they
110 people literally open up a fortune cookie.
Fuck even eats that shit? I literally open it and then throw the cookie away. I'm like, oh, tell me all this weird.
Yeah.
All these stupid facts that are made by a printing company.
Man, imagine winning the lottery from a fortune cookie.
No, I would.
That's some shit.
I would put that fortune cookie on my mantle next to my Pringles can.
Okay, a woman with 2 uteruses gave birth to twins less than a month after having a baby.
It's so weird because somebody texted me yesterday and sent me a screenshot of a person who has 2 uteruses, 2 vaginas.
Yeah.
And I wrote back, that sounds like a lot of work.
The Australian lady with the tattoos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it her? Is it her?
Guys, if you could see it, it says, I was born with 2 vaginas, 2 uteruses, 2 cervixes. And I wrote back, he wrote, where is she? And I wrote, that sounds fun. Wait. Not, like, that sounds like a lot of fucking work.
So this woman has two vaginas, and she does prostitution? Not prostitution.
Well, for sure. If I had two vaginas, that's the only thing I'm doing is I'm pouring her prostitution.
But one vagina is for like the randoms, and then one is for like her husband.
100%. It sounds legit. One is used and one is not.
It's crazy. She keeps
Where does the vaginas go? Like, where is one
they're
in
like,
front
no,
or
they're
back?
They're side
or
by
next?
Side.
Oh,
okay. They're side by side. And
seems weird. What happens if you like slip and like slide into the wrong one?
She knows.
Oh, that's the left one. Oh,
yeah.
Get out
and
of there.
She, yeah, you can get like pregnant in
both.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's really weird.
What I would do is get, what is it called? A hysterectomy on the one side that every, all these guys are running through.
She loves it.
Ew, it's weird.
Think about it. You could have two wieners inside. Three wieners.
Well, I've seen
four
porn.
Wieners.
People do.
A lot of wieners.
People do.
People do.
And with one vagina. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
I've watched some weird porn.
So, yeah, fun fact, Tracy watches weird shit.
Yeah.
Okay, fun fact. Ketchup bottles have a number on it. Does anyone know what the number is?
7.
57.
Very Tracy.
So yeah,
impressed.
Thank you. I'm very perceptive. People don't think I am because I look dumb, but I sit back and I realize a lot of shit.
So Mr. Hines thought the
57
product
yeah.
should have a number on it, and he liked the number 57.
It's like the stupidest number.
But fun fact: if you bang the number, you get the ketchup to flow out.
Yeah, so I've heard that one before. Sure. Same.
Some people.
Sure.
Some people say, like, when you turn over the ketchup, they hit the bottom. You're supposed to hit the number.
Okay. Noted.
Noted. Alan, did you know that? Tough guy?
He probably did. He knows everything. This man is like a fucking walking Snapple sack.
This is a snooze fest of an episode for him.
We're just telling him shit he already knew.
I'm honestly over here, like, reading a different list of facts about different movies. And half the time I'm like, they're not going to have watched this one. They're not going to have watched this
You'd
one.
Be surprised. I watch random fucking shit.
Yeah, Tracy does. Her...
And I'm a very good movie quoter.
Yeah, her quotes are on point.
Yeah.
Do you know that it's impossible to hum while holding your nose? This bitch looked me dead in the eyes and went, fuck you.
I don't know.
Just said, no, I can do it.
Not stumped.
Not stumped at all. It's literally impossible. Just looked at me and went, Okay.
Tell me more things I can't do so I could shock you.
I'm going to save that sound, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, put that right after my sound.
All right. Did you know that Toy Story 2 was saved by a mother?
I don't understand.
Me neither.
So, Toy Story 2...
which is my least favorite of the not trilogy, but four-a-gy.
How dare. When it was being worked on, there was a device that got messed up, and 90% of the work the Pixar team had done was erased.
Wow.
Typically, that's not a big problem because they've got a backup from, like, the day before. But when they went to go pull up that backup, the system failed and the backup was also erased.
So the woman did what?
The only reason the movie was saved is because there was a technical director who was a mother and had taken a copy home so she could work on it while she stayed at home.
Oh,
wow.
My God. The
stealing gone right.
The anxiety I get when I like lose an episode I write.
Let me tell you the way I'd blackmail Pixar for me to give that back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would never have given it back. I'd been like, tell me what you're going to do for me. And then I'll give it back to you.
That's a crazy story.
We've all seen Wizard of Oz, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Lizard of Oz?
Yep.
The Wizard of Oz. Mm. Yes. All of the snow in that movie is asbestos.
Asbestos. So how deadly is that for you?
Pretty deadly.
So how did that work? Did they not know it was back then?
No, they didn't know it was.
So wait, isn't asbestos the pink stuff?
Asbestos is not the pink stuff. That's insulation. But asbestos used to be used as
in insulation. Okay.
Yeah. And at the time, asbestos-based fake snowflakes were actually a very popular Christmas decoration throughout the U.S. and Europe.
Wow. The recall on that.
Hey, Alan, since you know so much about movies, can we ask you, can we just like hit you with a random movie?
Okay.
And see if you know any fun facts about it.
Okay. Oh, he's got one more.
One more before we do that. Have we all seen the Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire?
Yes, obviously. Grow up.
So, you know the scene where Tobey's in the cafeteria and he catches all of the items on the tray?
Let me stop you right there. It took like 100 takes to do and it was real.
I saw it on TikTok.
Yup, me too. Yeah. Wait, I love that.
56 takes.
It's insane.
It's insane.
I couldn't do that if you had a gun to my head and gave me weeks. I couldn't catch all that shit. Weeks. I could never.
The movie closes because Tracy can't catch
it. Yeah.
Game. Yeah.
Bro, just fucking CGI it,
she's
please.
No Spider-Man.
I'm not Spider-Man.
She does get the Spider-Man done to her, but she's not the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Fun fact, the sex move Spider-Man is when the guy comes in his hand while she's doggy style, and then he flings the jizz on her back.
What?
That's like the pirate, right?
Is that real?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Ew, he flings it on her? That's super weird.
Spider-Man.
It's fucking weird. This is why I don't fuck nerds, because that's the type of shit that they would like.
The pirate is when you're in doggy style, you spit on her back so she thinks you came, and when she turns over, you come in her eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also called the pink eye.
There's also one called the Superman where you do the same thing. You come on her back, and then you put the sheet on her back, and it sticks to her back. She gets up,
I'm done with you weirdos. She's got a cape. You guys are fucking so weird.
She's got a cape.
This is why I can't let anybody I know in real life listen to this show.
I was just going to say, like,
my mom was literally like, I never listen to your show. And I'm like, I think it's best. I think it may be best that you don't.
Like, you know how most people promote it and like want their friends.
No, I never.
Like,
I there's things them. I never. Jess will tag me and stuff on Instagram. I'm like, I'm not reposting that. My grandmother follows me on Instagram. I'm not reposting that.
Oh my god. Alan, we're gonna test your knowledge because I don't know if you're up to par. We'll see.
Ooh, oh, that sounds like fighting words.
Do you know any fun facts about my favorite movie, Jurassic Park?
That's your favorite one? Hold on.
I love dinosaurs.
That's your favorite fucking movie? It's the weirdest fact I've ever heard in my life. God.
Fun facts. You don't like Jurassic Park?
I love Jurassic Park. It's never, not even close to my favorite movie, dun, though. Dun, dun,
dun. I'm going to give birth to that. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. So I knew some other ones, but I just read this earlier, so I have to use this one. The sound the velociraptors make when communicating is the same sound tortoises make when they sex.
Wow. Evolution. Got it.
Could you do the velociraptor?
That's not the velociraptor. That's the spitter. Dilophosaurus. Wow, is that right? Hold on. I had to Google that.
No, it's the it's the raptor.
It's not.
That's not the raptor at all.
What an idiot. Her favorite movie. Get her out of here. Dilophosaurus. Bro, if I... Fuck y'all. Fuck you guys. Look at this.
Dilophosaurus.
Look at that.
You're a Dilophosaurus.
You know what? You know what?
You're a fucking Dilophosaurus. What's your favorite movie, Tracy?
Cruel Intentions. Easily. Top favorite ever. Scandalous. Most underrated. And I watched it way too young, which is why I'm going to credit my fucked upness to. I watched it at like 13.
Trying to remember what movie that is.
Reese Witherspoon.
Ryan Phillippe,
and what's her name? Sarah Michelle Gellar, where they are really rich, and the brother and stepsister, whatever, the step siblings want to fuck, but they don't. And then he finds a virgin, and he's like, I bet you I could get her to fuck me. And then they were like, let's make it a bet, and blah, blah. It was fucking crazy. Just underrated. Underrated. It's my favorite movie of all time.
I don't know anything about it because I've never seen it and have no idea anything about it.
Homework tonight.
Alan, you have to watch it.
You have to watch it. It's insane. It's such a good movie.
I looked it up. The whole movie was shot in only 6 weeks.
I believe that.
It was such a fucking classically done movie. It's so messed up and definitely what it's like to be the Upper East Side kid. Mm-hmm. Like, it really has got to be. That's how I picture those rich kids to be.
I have a movie fun fact about Mean Girls.
Okay, hit me. I probably know it, though. I love it.
When they filmed the movie, Amy Poehler is supposed to be Rachel McAdams' mom, right? And Rachel was 25 and Amy was 32.
Wow, that's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up. It's
she's like, lucky she's okay being the funny 30s girl.
You hit 30s and you're just like, you're the old
mom. The old mom who got her tits done. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah, so there was a 7-year age difference there.
Yeah, like, I love the fact that, what's her name? The teacher in real life. Crickets. She wrote the whole... Tina Fey, thank you. Thank the you. Fact that she wrote, like, the whole movie and she... came up with the concept of this movie is just so fucking iconic to me. I never expected that from her, and I just like it. I love the movie even more. It's just amazing.
My favorite movie is Forrest Gump.
Okay, I mean, a classic. I'll give you that.
Lame.
Did you know there's a scene in the movie that's not directed by the director?
Maybe. What scene?
So there's a scene where Forrest is running out of a forest in Vietnam carrying a soldier.
Okay.
And explosions start happening behind him.
Really?
This was filmed in Savannah, like outside of Savannah, in a forest that was already planned for demolition. So they could only film it once because they actually blew the forest up.
Wow.
They called action. The scene finished. And then the director, Robert Zemeckis, walked out of the bathroom. He had missed the whole thing.
What?
He was taking a shit?
Yeah, he was in the bathroom.
He was 10-2? He
wasn't there. So.
Well,
that's crazy.
That's shitty.
Yeah, it's shitty. I love a good pun, bro. I really do. That's why I love dad jokes.
Alan, do you know who does the voice for Yoda and Miss Piggy?
Frank
Oz. God damn you.
He knows everything. When I tell you stop trying to stump him, he knows everything.
Don't you think it's weird that it's the same person?
I think a lot of voices that I'm not okay with them being the same people that I know of.
Like, Miss Piggy, who is a lady.
She's not a lady. She's
classy
a classy
lady.
She's a pig.
Yoda, who's an old fuck. Oh, fun fact. Fruit Loops.
All taste the same. They're just different color.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That fucks with my head. That really fucks with my head because
so fucked. They taste
like
different.
Then I start being like, are Skittles all the same?
Yeah, what else is all
yeah,
the same?
Yeah, like I'm not okay with just different them just putting different coloring and me tricking my brain. Like Starbucks are not the same. Not Starbucks, Starburst are not the same.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. They taste different.
Our brains
are so powerful that they'll make you think that. That's why when everyone's like, how are you? It's 30 degrees out. How are you outside with no jacket? I'm like, mind over matter. Tell yourself that and you will feel warmer. Like it is. It's so strong.
Do you want to hear something super sweet?
Sure.
Fun fact, the actors who voiced Mickey and Minnie Mouse got married in real life.
That may be my favorite fun fact.
That's cute, right?
Yeah.
Does that make you like believe in love
it
again?
Also, no, but it also makes it really weird. Like, I hope when they have sex, like, they don't Mickey and Minnie
they
voice
They for
it.
Sure yeah. role play. Hiya. Hiya, vagina.
Hiya, pussy. I'm not okay with that. I thought it was so cute 30 seconds again. Yeah, 30 seconds ago, I was like, that's really cute. I changed my mind. It's freaking me the fuck out.
Do y'all know the movie Armageddon?
Duh. Literally would have done anything in my day to fuck AJ. Anything. I would have done anything.
Did you know the
we're going to get sued.
I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe.
Go ahead, Alan. Just ignore her.
Did you know the movie is so scientifically inaccurate? NASA shows it for training. Specifically to make sure that they can point out as many mistakes as possible.
Wow.
Classic mix-up.
When filming, Ben Affleck once asked the director, who's slipping my mind right now for some reason, would it not be easier for someone to train astronauts to drill for oil rather than training people drilling oil to be astronauts? Oh, it was Michael Bay. Michael Bay responded with, shut the fuck up.
Wow, I love Michael Bay also. And he's it's right. Yeah, I watched that whole movie and thought, like, there's no way. Like, there's just no way. But then, like, I don't know shit, so I could be wrong. But, like, the whole time you think, like, there's no way. That's why they put Ben Affleck in his prime in there, because they were trying to distract you. That's my case, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah. They were like, but look how hot AJ is. And Ben Affleck, actually, in that movie. He could have got it in 75 different ways.
Oh, my God.
What about the most classic movie of all time?
Which is, let's see. I'll be the judge of that. Oh, okay. All right. All right. So... You know the cat
in Michael Corleone's lap that mm-hmm. he's petting was a complete stray, was not planned for the movie. Marlon Brando just found it. That's and awesome. Kept it clean.
It's giving Jess Hottie. It's giving Jess Hottie.
They actually had issues with the sounds because the cat kept purring and it would pick it up.
Wow. Fun fact, as much as I do love The Godfather, it is so fucking long.
It's so long.
It's so long that I need to be like mentally, like I can watch Casino, I can watch Goodfellas, I can watch all those. Like drop of a hat. And anytime they're on, I'll keep it on. The Godfather, I'm like, I need to be like mentally okay to watch this right now. It's just too much for me. I'm just like,
Fun fact. Do you know that the more expensive a couple's wedding is, the more likely they are to get divorced?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Hi. yeah.
Hire me to shoot the video for your wedding.
Fun fact. Stephen King writes scary shit and apparently is a total weirdo, because Stephen King has said that he must sleep with his legs under the covers to ensure that nothing grabs him.
I mean, yeah, because his mind is clearly fucked up. I believe that.
Like,
he also has whole books that have been turned into movies that he doesn't remember writing because he was so coked out in the 80s.
You want to hear a weird fun fact that, like, people are not going to expect from me because they don't, I don't give this vibe off, but, like, I do like scary movies, so some people may not be weirded. Like, one of my favorite movies and songs is The Devil's Rejects by Rob Zombie, and Freebird is like one of my favorite songs ever. Yeah,
so scary to me.
Freebird is such a good song, but it's so fucking good. And like, I don't know. I think that I get like the song could like get really creepy. I don't know.
Like, fun fact: they played it at the end of like a really scary movie where like someone's face gets like shaved off.
I think it's anyone Devil's know what Rejects. Movie
it is, because someone took me on a date and I'm like, I no, was it's at I was the, on a first date.
It's
in
the last scene of Devil's Rejects when they're pulling up in the convertible to all the cops, and it's like a fucking shootout and everyone's dead.
Yeah, that's gotta and be it's what
playing
I saw.
Like I'm as free. Yeah, as yeah. And I was just like, yo, this is incredible.
Yeah,
cinematography is insane. Like, I don't know, I love like that movie's fucking sick, and I think it's like one of the greatest movies, and like I fucking love Rob Zombie, and like people don't expect that from me, because
no, I love that.
I know.
All right, let me go through a few more, because then we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back with a very special Jerseylicious top facts with Tracy.
You know, I can't escape fun this fucking
Jerseylicious
show.
Facts, and we're gonna go over, of course, some sex fun facts, because why the fuck
that's
not?
What we do.
That's what we do. All right, so let's hit a few more. How about this fun fact? Traces of cocaine, since we're talking about cocaine,
Coke.
Can be found on 80% of U.S. dollar bills.
Oh, for sure.
So that's for sure. Great.
That's for sure. Especially awesome. If you live in New York.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, I thought this was just, like, my simp energy, but this is actual facts. The more attracted you are to someone, the easier it is for them to make you laugh. So, like... When, yeah. like, someone's hot and you're like, like, I thought that was just me being a simp, like, just, like, you know, googly, but, like, it's actually, like, a thing.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
So that's cool.
Also, the hotter they are, the more likely you're going to be able to have, like, zero, like, real standing your ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, like, kind of let anything fly.
Oh, this is a fun fact, but I can't read it. I refuse to read it, so I'll text it to you, Alan.
I'll read it. What is it?
Okay.
Here. Fucking. She said the weirdest shit on this show, and
just read it out loud.
Passing a large stool can stimulate the vagus.
Yeah.
the vagus nerves, creating an orgasm-like experience. This is why taking poops can feel really good.
No, it says big poops.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go in the opposite direction.
I don't think I've ever had an orgasm while. Let me put that out there to not keep it weird. Go ahead, Alan.
To not make it weird? I know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you take the thing of Tracy saying large stool?
Shut the fuck up.
Combine that with her.
Guys, I fucking hate you. I'm currently looking for a new podcast. If anyone knows
them, she needs a host. Tracy, when she takes the large stool.
I am done here. I'm done.
Okay, it's got a commercial. It's got a commercial.
I can't. I truly cannot.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
If you're a pet parent, then you've spent hours Googling how to care for your sick pet, right? So everything from like, Google, why is my cat sneezing? Google, is a cat sneeze sound like this? Cue in Fuzzy. What is Fuzzy? Fuzzy is a telehealth service for pet parents that offers 24/7 access to personalized pet care from veterinary professionals. From everyday questions to the middle of the night emergencies, Fuzzy has the answers pet parents need through live chat and virtual consultations available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Fuzzy can answer your pet questions no matter how big or small, no matter how urgent. Every single day. Fuzzy can also recommend the exact right product for your pet, all of which are handpicked by their established team of veterinary professionals and available at discounts exclusive to Fuzzy members. From getting your pet's diet just right to the middle of the night needs to finally figuring out why their breath smells that way, nothing is too big or too small for a quick call to Fuzzy. Right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/bad examples today to sign up. That's a free 7-day free trial. All access to exclusive membership discounts on pet meds, supplements, foods, and more at yourfuzzy.com/bad examples. Listen, Fuzzy, life-changing. If I had had Fuzzy, oh my gosh, with all the middle-of-the-night emergencies for Beetlejuice and it ended up not even being that serious and I spent thousands on vet bills, it's insane. Now you have Fuzzy. Again, it's yourfuzzy.com/bad examples for your free trial of Fuzzy with access 24/7 to personalized pet care and vet-recommended products. Get Fuzzy, bitches. That's not part of the ad, but it works. All right, baddies. We're back with some more fun facts. Fun fact theme song.
Oh, I'm surprised we didn't have one before I got here.
Before we start on some sexual fun facts, there's one I missed I thought was very important because Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Papa John's all get their mozzarella cheese from the same fucking place.
That's why it's shit.
That's fucking crazy.
Of course it's shit. It's shit. Crazy. It's literally not even cheese. I'm telling you, it's not cheese. I've tried it and been like, piss ain't cheese.
Like, but why? But why?
I don't know.
And do they get their filthy ass sauce from there too?
Their filthy sauce.
It's disgusting.
Oh, shit.
If I am in a place where like there's no pizza to be had and I'm like, fuck, I guess we gotta order Domino's, to the T, I always order it. Whatever I'm getting with no sauce, because that shit is filth. They're like, wait, you just want it with cheese and bread? I'm like, you heard me.
The filthy
sauce.
Don't put
your filthy fucking sauce on my fucking pizza.
This filthy sauce off my pizza.
Like, if there's
all get your cheese from the same place.
Yeah, that's actually going to be my next. Yeah, yeah, that's my next complaint. Maybe like, you and your fucking enemies all get your cheese from the same fucking
enemies.
Place.
You and your enemies. Ah, your fake cheese fucks.
Your fake cheese. Get the fuck out of my face.
This is not mozzarella. Okay. Fun sex facts. Nearly 10% of all dreams include sex.
Mine
hater,
do.
Hater, hater.
Mine do.
Oh, they do?
Way more.
You were
that.
Judging my sex dreams. No, don't you remember?
No.
Oh, you weren't judging me?
No, I commend you was for Alan sex dreams. For sure, Alan was judging you. No, I just had one the other night. It was very intense. I woke up confused, didn't know where I was.
Oh, is it because I actually orgasmed my dreams? That was what
oh,
was weird?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God not, damn it. This wasn't defending me at all.
No. That's crazy to me that you have the power in your brain to make yourself orgasm when you wake up from a wet dream. No, I just have sex dreams. And then I wake up and like instantly text that person. But I don't, it's not so compelling where I'm waking up wet. Sorry.
Fun fact, if you've got a text from Tracy around like 3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I usually am telling them.
Who
I'm like, wow, I just woke up
and
from.
I text them. I wake up and I text them.
For sure. I do. And their response is usually like, oh my God, like so flattered that I like chose them in my dream.
Fun fact, I once had a dream about a guy, like a sex dream, told them, like a friend, it was like a friend of mine, told them, and then we started dating.
Oh.
After that.
That's okay. That one escalated quickly.
It was like a light went off and he was like, oh, she wants to fuck. Who knew?
Men are so fucking easy. It's so fun. It's unfair. It's unfair. I could say one thing to my guy friends and I could have them on their knees in 30 seconds and I know it.
Or you on your knees, I guess.
I mean, I guess.
Fun fact. If you want to have an orgasm, they say leave your socks on. The theory is that when your feet are cold, like your
body tenses.
Yeah, you tensed. You can't relax. And when your feet are warm, you're anxiety free and you just can get into it better. And it just leads to an orgasm. Which
unpopular
is crazy.
Opinion. If you're not sweating during sex, you're not doing it right. So if you're cold during sex,
yeah,
then you're like, vanilla as
you know
fuck.
Even when you're sweating, your feet could be cold. Like
I don't know. I guess when I'm sweating, my whole body is fucking sweating. But I'm putting my all
sex,
into
though.
It.
That's a fucking weird
It's
move.
Weird. It freaks me out when guys do it even more. I'm just like, bro, take your fucking socks off.
Take your socks off, you fake sauce bastard.
You
all right.
Fake fucking cheese.
All right. Fun fact. And I think this is very important because actually we've never really talked about this before, but like it's definitely a like fake news, like rumor that like a big penis could like stretch out a
first
vagina.
Of all, this, I need to address this.
Yeah.
People that are like, oh, she's a whore, so she's loose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me explain address to you it. How the fucking vagina
address
works.
Address it.
A hoe and a fucking married woman or a girl in a relationship are equally the same because you're having sex with the same guy probably more than you're having sex with random men. So you're not any more stretched out. And it doesn't take, first of all, Kegels can reverse effect a big dick real quick. I'm doing them right now.
Doing them right now.
I'm doing them as we speak. Could you tell? No, but that's what it is. You need to constantly tense up to stay tight. That's what it is.
All right.
Like,
here's the facts.
Big dick does nothing except for possibly make you orgasm while you're having sex, yes. Which small dicks are not doing.
So a large partner or a toy cannot stretch out a
100%.
Woman's vagina or labia. You can't get, quote unquote, beef flaps, which I refuse to say. Why did they say that? Why? Why?
I just wish there was something else that we could maybe refer to that.
There's got to be another
it's
name.
It's just not. I don't.
It's
I
so
to this day
derogatory.
Cannot order a fucking sandwich beef with beef on it because I'm traumatized. I don't know why, but like the amount of pictures on the internet that I've seen, and I'd be like, "Ew, you've ruined beef sandwiches for me." I can't do it.
There's got to be another way. Like something pretty. Like what's pretty that like flows? You know
curtain.
What I mean?
A curtain.
They do call them beef curtains.
Yeah, but can we not call them anything that has to do with like meat?
Yeah. Why
like
beef?
A vagina curtain or something. A flower curtain.
Yeah, like, Alan, can you think of something pretty?
Mariposa. Oh, butterfly.
Like, I'd prefer to never say beef flaps.
I can't do it. For the rest I can't of my do it. Life. I can't get myself to do it.
Let's see. They hang, twirl, they sparkle. What does that?
I instantly thought of that song when you were little. Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to?
Do your flaps?
Can you tie them in a knot?
Do they flappy to the flap?
Can you throw them over your shoulder?
Can you throw
what
over
is
your
wrong
shoulder?
With us?
Do your flaps hang low? Do they
flap? Oh my god, I can't. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. There's still time.
The vaginal canal is a muscle, so there's no permanent stretch from that. And the vagina is incredibly resilient and bounces back very quickly.
That's right, it does.
And the shape and size of the labia are unique to each woman.
Yeah, the shape and size is what you're born with. Yes. It's not how big your dick is.
Yeah, and
sorry
it has,
to disappoint
and
it,
there's
you
no correlation of your sexual history based on your flaps. Mm.
There you have it.
What if we call them like warm sheets? Like fresh out the
Why
dryer.
The fucking warm. Wow. I'd just rather just pretend that they don't exist than call it anything, if I'm being honest.
Just pretend they don't exist.
I just like pretend people don't have that. So there's that. Mm.
Flippity flappity. You need to stabity. All right. Fun fact. What's more important? Length or girth in a penis? There's a fact. There's an answer to this.
Okay. I know the answer is going to be girth, but,
but
to me,
disagree.
I strongly disagree. there's nothing like a fucking chode to make me run away. A short, fat dick is just the opposite of what
right.
I'm dumping.
Add chode to the beef lab list. Some word I know. Why do they call it that?
I don't like words that they've chose to describe sex in no. general. It's like cunnilingus. Chode. Bro, who decided that?
Horrible.
What's the other one? What?
Call them soda cans.
Soda cans? Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Coke cans. Got it. Yeah. They're just not like I'm a size queen, so I don't know.
Size queen.
Yeah. I like am very like if you're smaller than 7, like I just there's just we don't have time for you.
Here's the fun fact. The vagina is mainly covered in stretch mechanoreceptors, which means that girth or width is more important when it comes to the penis for women.
I mean, pencil dicks are a problem, so I don't know.
I despise
pencil I know. I remember having this conversation
with
you. I
despise
pencils.
Jess
has, like, a fear.
I do. I hate them.
I don't know. There's just no, I don't know.
You want a fucking crazy fun fact?
Yeah.
Thrusting. When men thrust, I hate that word.
Wait, they're
done.
Telling you all these words
I'm
are weird.
I'm ending this show.
All right, go ahead.
Like when you see in porn, like when they pound or they thrust.
Yeah.
That's actually not like pleasurable for women.
Only like, from the back. Like, I'm gonna stand firm on that. Thrusting in missionary is borderline psychotic behavior.
So
it's got to be like those deep fucking, those deep, what is even the like the word for it?
This quote is so fucked up because it's trying to be so serious. Well, listen to this. This is why generally women do not benefit or want prolonged pounding.
I like prolonged pounding. I'm going to stand tall on that one.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna stand firm with my only from the back does solid like continuous pounding work.
Like it's fun, but like not for a long time.
I don't know. Like I can't be hit with those deep strokes.
I can't be pounded for like all day.
Make me question whether I'm ever gonna
for that.
Be the same. If you know, you know.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Fun fact. You know how women are like, I can't have sex tonight, honey. I have a headache.
Mm-hmm. I've never used that ever, but
sex cures headaches.
What fucking liars we are.
It's an all-natural cure. And fun fact, I knew this already because I get bad migraines. And after I have
And Denny
sex,
just fucks the migraine.
Yeah, like, I feel so much better afterwards. It's really fucking weird. It really does work. Fun fact.
So it's more beneficial than Advil, you're saying?
Yeah, maybe do both.
Yeah.
Maybe pop one of each.
Or maybe have sex with your husband. Fun fact.
Fun fact. Your nipples can give you an orgasm.
Yeah. That's okay. This is what I had a serious fucking sit down with my doctor. Look at Alan, please. I had a serious sit down with my doctor before I got my boobs done. I was like, we need to have a conversation here because more than anything, I am fearful of not the pain of recovery, of not the size that I choose wrong, but the nipple sensation that I will lose because I cannot lose that. I will be vanilla in bed.
So because you get this actual fun fact, real word, nipplegasms.
I get actual nipplegasms. So I cannot lose that. And it was so important. So a week after my first post-op, a week after, he literally was like, do you feel this? And I was like, thrilled. So happy because I was like, oh my God, thank God. Like, and he's like, it's just going to get better. He's like, you're good. Like, everything's fine. Like, it's just going to increase for you. Like, this is the very first week. I was like, oh my God, I'm like so relieved because I'm going to say you could get me to do a lot of things that I said no to. After nipplegasms, and I am so fearful to lose that. It changes sex. It really does.
Nipple play, if you will.
Yeah, it's all in the same genre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's just nothing better. There really isn't.
I agree, Alan. Do you like nipple play?
For myself,
yes.
No.
You don't get a nipplegasm, Alan?
I absolutely do not. Absolutely.
Just checking. Gosh.
The things you want to know about this poor man. I don't know.
We should make a list of everything we know. But
partners /Rachel, it is fun for you guys, right? It's don't you think it changes sex?
I mean, in a way.
I feel like maybe it's just I'm sensitive, but
yeah.
More of like, I mean, you need to do something. Otherwise, like, what are your hands doing when she's on top? Like,
yeah.
You gotta play a little bit.
Yes, for sure. But I've literally just done that.
One time I was out with Tracy and some guy brushed, like, just walked past her and she was like, and I was like, what the fuck, Tracy?
She's such a liar.
It was so weird. I was like, did you just have a nipplegasm? Very, very She's sensitive nipples.
She's very right. Sensitive. She's right. I am very sensitive, but that never happened. Thank God, because I would have just left and never spoke to you again, moved to Mexico or something.
Who do you guys think has longer orgasms, women or men?
Well, women have multiple, so we win, but men.
Alan?
Women.
I think men can get theirs to stretch longer. That's why they're able stretch. To, like, yeah, like, they're like, oh, I'm going to hold it and not come. Like, how the fuck do you do that? I have zero control.
Stretch longer.
Yeah.
Okay. The average male orgasm lasts 6 seconds, while the average female orgasm can last 20 seconds.
Wow. I'm shocked because I can't control it at all.
Like, we can have multiple orgasms, longer orgasms, yet we're the inferior species. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, okay. Inferior.
Fun fact. If you didn't think Alabama was weird before, you might now.
I don't want to have anything else against Alabama.
You can't buy dildos in Alabama. It's fucking
illegal. What is wrong with you people?
Why are they allowed like to be a part of our society? We should ice
them out. So you can fuck your cousin, but you can't get a dildo. Understood.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Fuck your life.
You can fuck your cousin, but you can't fuck him with a dildo. How does it make any sense? Doesn't make any sense.
Listen, Alabama, I love you. You're one of the first states mentioned in our country. Just get it the fuck together.
Like, there was.
I want to like you more, but I'm having difficulty in doing so.
Imagine the meeting that some grown adults sat around and said we're going to ban dildos.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, it's always like the Alabamas that on like Pornhub, they search the fucking most fucked up shit.
Oh, yeah.
They use it the most.
Yeah. You type in Alabama on Pornhub, be prepared.
I'm sorry to all our Alabama friends.
And we love you guys. We just want you to get it together. Because, like, what do you mean banding dildos? Like, what do you do when you're by yourself? Or what about the single folk?
Okay. How long in the United States? How long? Yeah. What is the average penis size, do you think, in the United States?
5 inches, which is seriously disappointing, and I think that's the average number. I'm not even kidding.
You're fucking right.
I know.
5 inches.
I know. And this is why I have trouble, because I suffer from big dick energy necessity.
From big dick energy necessity.
And I've literally just walked out before and been like, yeah, mm-mm.
I'm blown away with the largest penises. What country? I'm blown away.
Nigeria.
Someone you'll never fuck, ever.
Nigeria.
You'll never fuck a Nigerian?
No.
Crazy.
I said that's definitely where the biggest penises are, and then you slid in the never fuck. Never fuck. Let's see.
You're never going to guess.
Russia.
No. My ex was pretty much like everyone I hook up with ends up to be Russian.
France. Those fucking French motherfuckers.
They have the biggest penises?
They do.
That's where that comes from.
Yeah.
That accent I don't hate as much. Like, I think I could tolerate it. There's other accents that I just literally, I cannot get on board with.
Yeah, Emily in Paris British. Is getting rammed.
British, so. I can't. I cannot get on board with that fucking accent.
I love it. I love the accent.
I can't. No, I like it to listen to it. Like I think it's cute when I hear somebody. I could never fuck somebody who's British.
But you fuck Staten Island Guido. Yes. They have the worst accent on the planet.
It comes off different. I don't know how. I just picture them being like, tea and crumpets, I'm about to come.
No, they call you love.
Ew, I'm good. Don't call me love. Thank you.
Smallest Tracy penis?
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, yeah. Tracy.
Come here, you little fucking
get
whore.
Get those sensitive nipples over here. Okay. Some more fun facts for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought this was an interesting fun fact because I know Tracy's going to be like, that's never happened to me.
Here we go.
But
why does Tracy sound like your mother now?
Yeah. Why am I Joanne? God.
Have you ever been sleeping with a guy and they lose their boner?
Yes.
It does not mean that he's not turned on.
No,
so
yes.
The lack of erection
me, yes.
does not mean that he's not turned on.
No, he's just incompetent. Got it.
Nope. That's not. God, here she goes.
I still can't believe I knew Dilophosaurus was a funny thing, but God.
The best one you go, oh, it's your favorite movie? You don't even know the Dilophosaurus?
Sorry, I'm like distracted by it.
So they say that I have no idea why the myth persists that an erect penis must stay erect to show interest. Sex that is focused
on
pleasure.
It's like an object in motion stays in motion. It's general knowledge, bro.
Sex that is focused on pleasure is likely to explore many different types of pleasure, including relaxing pleasure, massage, comfort pleasure, touch, hug. An erection alone does not mean that it's
So basically it's not me, it's you. So it's not anything I'm doing.
No. And it doesn't mean that he's not into you. There's no correlation.
I just skeeve soft penis. It's just like, I skeeve it. It's
penis.
Fucking ugly. It's fucking
episode
gross.
Episode title.
I
skeeve soft
I really
penis.
Do. I just think it's like, I don't know how you guys have that. And I don't know. I just can't. I can't even look at it. If it's not hard, it's not for me. I can't. Another episode title. I just can't. When someone's like, get it hard for me, you tell me to get it hard for you, we have a problem. I'm leaving instantly. What do you mean? You can't get hard on your own? Or hello, what about me? I'm standing right here. It should be already.
Yeah.
Get it hard for me.
What about whiskey?
I'll throw up, bro.
Whiskey dick. You go out a lot. You guys drink a lot. They can't get it up.
I haven't had that problem.
All right. Told you she was going to say that.
Yeah, with whiskey dick. With whiskey dick. But... I also, you not being able to get hard sounds like a you problem. That's not anything I'm doing, and I'm not investing in it. I'm not spending time on it. Let me know. Call me when you are, because we're not going there.
My fun fact, based on what Jessica just said, is even though in most episodes someone says episode title, we've never once spent less than 30 minutes choosing a different title.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I am the worst.
The worst. She changes it a million times.
All right, fun fact. Sex toys are unregulated. which means something that we put really close to our vagina is actually inside of them. There's no one really checking to make sure that that's kosher. So that's kind of fucked up when you think about it.
Yeah. I have a lot of them.
Yeah. Right.
Michael B. Jerkin is kosher for sure, though.
Thank
I don't care
Doc,
what no one says about
Doc
him.
Johnson. Okay, let's do a few more, and then let's end the show with Tracy's fun fact list about Jerseylicious. All right, let's wrap up with this one. Oh, these are two good ones. Okay. Sperm is a natural antidepressant.
Yeah, I believe it. Oh, it's also great protein. Put it on the face, put it on the arms, put it on the body. Swallow it. It's all great protein.
One teaspoon can lower your depression.
Yeah, again.
I didn't measure it.
Excuse me, hold on. You just do right into here? That's great. Thanks. Right just there.
A teaspoon a day.
Teaspoon a day takes the anxiety away.
Listen to this shit. It's got vitamin C, citric acid, magnesium,
spitters or quitters,
potassium, vitamin B12, zinc. This is like all the things you need
for
COVID. It's
a fucking vitamin, brah.
It's all you need to fight COVID.
Sex is a natural vitamin. You're welcome. Another episode title.
Hey, honey, I tested positive. Can I blow
COVID,
you?
Can I get a teaspoon of that shit? Of that good?
Oh, fuck. All right, let's end this fun fact segment with this horrific fun fact, which is there's an actual term for this, that the vagina, when it's aroused, can reach between 5 to 6 inches in length, also known as vaginal tenting. You're welcome. Let's not even bring it up.
I don't know what to say or do right now.
Why are all the words about us horrible?
Wait, hold on.
Beef flaps and vaginal tenting.
Your vagina gets bigger?
Like that.
Oh, Dilophosaurus.
Like a raptor.
It's not a raptor.
Your vagina gets aroused. Like something out of Stranger Things. It's horrible.
I can't. I'm gone.
Vaginal
tenting. I'm checking out.
Dumb ass man invented that.
The words are just unmatched.
Please end the show with some style and grace. Can you want me to read your
some style
religion?
And grace? Yes. Yeah, and I'll comment on them. Go ahead. Okay. You read them and I'll comment.
Fine. All right.
Because you know the ones you like the best. I gave you like 30 of them.
Yeah. You got me.
You know why? Because she was like, I want a couple of fun facts about Jerseylicious, stuff people wouldn't know. And then I just got angry in my head.
started
rattling them off. I was like, oh, and then this. And then we had 20-hour fucking days.
I don't even know so many. All right. Jerseylicious fun facts. Here we go. Number one. It's on Hulu.
Yeah. First of all, let it die. Let the show die. Stop bringing it back. Stop putting it on major platforms. I want it over.
Fucking crazy.
It's on Hulu. I fucking paid to watch this shit. Why?
It's on Hulu. Bro, stop.
This I thought was really crazy and also true. We never increased our salary.
Yeah. What we started at is what we ended at. Six seasons long of never being able to increase our salary.
Fucking nuts.
And by when I did the calculations, it was child labor.
We were working.
We were making like, I want to say $5 an hour
You're
at that
sleeping
point.
There.
Yeah, we were sleeping there.
This one I love. We did hair clients anywhere from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah, we didn't have
nothing like a fresh midnight blowout. Yeah,
nothing like a 3 a.m. blowout to go home and sleep on it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because the Gatsby was a real place and they had workers there who really had clients that weren't on the show, that those clients were prioritized. So anybody that we did, it was on off hours anywhere from 8 to 3 a.m.
Fun fact, mad cast members. Fucked.
This is at the end of my rant when I started getting real pissed.
Mad cast members fucked crew and each other.
True. What was my follow-up to that?
I think I was the only one who did fuck the cast.
Didn't.
You wrote did.
Oh, didn't. I was the only cast member. I literally think that like didn't intermixate with either cast or crew. Like I never hooked up with, and I was supposedly air quotes dating Lorenzo. I wasn't. Me and him never even hooked up.
Fun fact.
So we made out for the show. He was a fake boyfriend. I still love him to this day. And we laugh about it like all the time. So I literally was the only person who never like hooked up with, I don't want to say the only person, I can't
speak on others' behalfs. But as far as I know and what I had been told of who hooked up with who, a lot of intermixing had been going on. A lot of it. And I was shocked every time I heard it.
Me too.
And you would never believe the people who I'm talking about. And I'm such a fucking good person that I won't expose them. But I
hate that about you and your vaginal 10.
I know. My 10.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Crew drove us around in trucks and or vans. We never drove.
We never drove.
We were like... prisoners.
We were prisoners.
we put a bag over our head. We can't see where we're going.
They knew where I was. If I was like, I'm actually at my mom's house. They're like, we just smelt you in the elevator. We could smell your perfume. Yeah. Like, they knew where I was at all times. Mm-hmm. I had no freedom. They checked up on you. We all lived in the same apartment complex with crew so that they could have a tab on us, who they had mm-hmm. a key to our apartment. They could check on us at any time. I could be having sex with my boyfriend and they could technically walk in at any time.
Briella and I snuck out once, but like there was nothing going on. We got in so much fucking trouble.
It's crazy. We were literally enslaved.
Yeah. Like it was a big, we literally snuck out. We just went to get like, we food. Filmed in Hoboken. We went to get something to eat. And it was like a nice day and we had nothing to do for hours. You know, you just sit around.
Yeah waiting for certain people to show up.
They
I know.
Were calling us like, and we were freaking out.
I did that at Franklin Steakhouse one time when we filmed in Nutley. And they were like, we're going to go. You guys could go out and get one drink and then come back. And I was like, okay. They had a crew member drive us to Franklin Steakhouse. We ate and drank. And then I like went somewhere else because I knew everyone in that area to say hi to somebody. And they lost it on me. Are you kidding me? You don't disappear like that. But I was like, bro, like I'm an adult. Like,
fucking crazy.
Bro, what? I felt like I was in an abusive relationship that I couldn't get out of.
If you asked, they'd say no.
They'll be like, that doesn't, yeah. Like, I'd be like, can I go here? No, you can't.
Yeah.
So I have to sit in a closet for 9 hours.
Yeah.
But I can't go say hi to a friend who lives around the corner. Got it.
Love this. We watched the episode. This is a really fun fact. We watched the episode that was airing the night before. So if we didn't like it, it was too late to fix it.
Yeah. So they would give us CDs and be like, here, you guys can watch the episode before it airs just so that like you know when what's like going to be on the show before everybody else does. The night before. So it aired on a 8 o'clock on what, Sunday nights, right? Usually.
Yeah.
We were able to watch it Saturday, which is also because they knew we wanted to go out on Saturday. Chances are high we weren't watching it. Therefore, that Monday morning, they would get a million fucking complaints. I can't believe you cut it. I can't believe you edited me to look that way. I can't believe they did this. That was a 2-hour fight. It was 2 minutes long. Like all of this shit was like stuff they were trying to avoid because like, you know, it's manipulation in the field and that's how it works. But like they never wanted to hear it so we could like make them change it before it aired.
Last fun fact is we learned how to turn off our microphones so we could have conversations without our producers hearing us because we couldn't take off our mics.
We were never allowed to remove our microphones until the crew got the sound guys did. So if we wanted to have a conversation off camera or like I had to go to the bathroom, like we had to end up turning off our own microphones. And like the crew guys would turn off our mics if I was like, oh, I'm 10-1, which means you have to pee, like you have to go. So they'll turn it off for you. But like if you were off camera, no conversation was safe because they could hear you at all times. And unless we figured out how to turn it off by watching the guys, they heard everything.
And we wanted to turn it off because sometimes we'd be having like real life shit
conversation.
Or like shit about other people in the cast. Yeah. And like we didn't want them to hear because we didn't want it to be a storyline.
That was more than anything. It was that I didn't ever want to tell anybody anything while we were filming because I didn't want them to be like, wait, I just heard Tracy say something about this. Let's make it a storyline. And then I'd be fucked into keeping it as a fucking storyline because I had no control over that.
The Jerseylicious fun facts never end.
Yeah. The trauma is real, people.
Lightly.
When I say fun, I mean miserable. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Oh, man. Baddies, this has been a fun, fun, fun episode.
Fun fact episode.
The vaginal tent will just stay with me until I die.
Yeah, the beef curtains will never leave my mindset.
We're going to work on another name for them. But in the meantime, baddies.
We love you.
Thank you for this fun, fun time we've had together and we've shared. We will see you next Tuesday.
Bye. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.